vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apple.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas Superfood delivers the same nutrition as 12, count them, 12 servings of raw fruits and vegetables.
All of the nutrients that we need.
Call us.
844-DR-BLACK.
844-DR-BLACK.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit? Thousands of people take my Texas Superfood every day. Join us on TexasSuperfood.com or call us at 844-DR-BLACK. That's 844-DR-BLACK.
TexasSuperfood.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time medical technologists to provide pathology and laboratory services for our veterans at our local facility. The VA offers competitive benefits including pension, 401k, paid vacation, holidays, and sick leave. Serious candidates, please call me at 314-488-8252. Be a part of this winning team and honor our veterans. Call me, Christine, at 314-488-8252. The VA healthcare system, healthcare for heroes.
Looking for that picture-perfect lawn? Look no more. DynaGreen and DynaGreenInfo.com. With their DynaGreen long-lasting, that's zero-phosphorus fertilizer that delivers extended brilliant color for weeks and months. It won't stain the sidewalks, driveways, or patios and can be applied all year long. DynaGreen long-lasting at your independent lawn and garden dealer or DynaGreenInfo.com. For your local DynaGreen dealer, check out Bear Garden Shop.
And
we're full of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
milk out of my nose.
I hate when that happens.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the, what is this, the April 6th edition. Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by First Community Credit Union, the place where I do all my banking, and the place that is the proud sponsor every Saturday morning of the yard sale with Paul Warner. First Community Credit Union, just because bank isn't in the name, believe me, you can do anything you need to do in the area of banking and more at First Community Credit Union. Boy, do we have a show for you. No, I'm asking you guys, do we? That was a question. Let's get this thing started.
Hey!
At the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are looking to have created specifically for you a long-term investment plan with long-term historic returns, then you need to sit down with Mark and Jason for a absolutely free consultation.
You're right. You caught yourself.
Free. I did.
Good for you.
For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
You see, he self-corrects.
I'm coming a long way.
You're coming along. Dan Strauss in the house with his Strauss. We're driving a Chevy Trax, T-R-A-X, from Landolf.
Yes.
Dan's in the house with his Strauss mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hanging.
And Rat Boy is so relieved to find out it was not his imagination. There's a big article. I'll share the story with you here in a minute. A lot of people go online and order breast milk. And Peon is one of those people.
Yeah.
Okay, right. And he was so mad because
not
he said
anymore.
It wasn't tasting right. And he couldn't figure it out. And now they've revealed that a lot of the breast milk you buy online is mixed with cow's milk.
Yeah.
And So he's so relieved because he said he knew something was up. He just He makes breast milk. What does he make?
Cheese.
Breast milk cheese. And he said it just didn't taste like it was cheese that was, you know, from 100% breast milk.
Yeah.
Well, he loves it. What can I tell you? Hear that clarinet? Yeah. That's something. That polka music. You know who we have to thank for that? Bruce Lipperst and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Thank you. They are bringing it back at First Community Credit Union. It is the $100 refinance offer. This is so simple. Here's how this works. And every time they do this, they get a whole lot of new customers who become full-blown First Community Credit Union members, but it starts with a car loan. If you have an auto loan somewhere other than First Community Credit Union, which I might add means your payment is probably a little bigger than it will be when you move it, because they're famous for their car loan rates. If you'll move it to First Community Credit Union, they will give you $100. That's it. No strings. It's $100. It's a thank you. So you win two ways. You get $100, and more than likely, you get a smaller car payment, because their auto loan rates are very, very tough, if not impossible, to beat. And this is only on auto loans now. So you got a car loan somewhere and it's not First Community, move it. Move it on over. My guess is once you do a little business with First Community Credit Union, you're going to want to do a lot of business with them. You're going to want to do all your banking business with them. It is a great place to bank. And I know that McGill or McGraw, whatever his name is, he's big on this Cottleville or this little town he lives in.
Right.
Their new First Community's new office should open in June in Cottleville. So we will keep you posted about that. They're all over the place. 40 locations, I guess soon to be 41. The largest credit union in the St. Louis area, First Community Credit Union. And again, coming soon to Cottleville. All right, did you find that song I asked you to pull up?
I did.
All right, there's a song that is a hit, and it's I don't keep up with today's pop or hit music. My wife does.
She
can tell you Maroon 5's.
Dan does.
He's in a band. But my wife can tell you, oh, that's Maroon 5, or oh, that's Taylor Swift. And I don't know. I couldn't name you any songs from these people. Some are okay, but there's a song that drives me nuts. Dan, do you know the Geronimo song? The first time I saw this group, I think they were on Saturday Night Live, and they played this song. Play a little of this song, Beyond. This is one of those songs that you hear it 4, 5, 6 times, and you just want to get up and scream and go, please stop playing this song. It's just got that boom, boom, repetition, same thing, over and over.
Can you feel it?
And wait till I get into the really irritating part. And I understand it's a hit, a lot of people like it, okay? This is just me.
Through the curtains of the waterfall. When I lost it.
Now, it's actually, you know, right now you're going, hey, I kind of like it.
Not too bad.
But after a while, it becomes that kind of music they use to flush the people out at Waco.
So say Geronimo, say Geronimo, say Geronimo.
I have no idea what this means.
Say Geronimo,
it's a huge hit.
Yeah, it doesn't have to mean anything.
No.
I don't think I've... I don't know.
You ever
heard this?
This reminds me of... You can check it out. You remember that... Jack, the White Stripes. The White Stripes, Jack White.
Oh, yeah.
That first song we ever heard them do is because they were on Saturday Night Live. And I remember hearing
Little
it.
Little Room
thought,
or something?
Yeah, I think it was.
It was Dinner and a Movie. Wasn't that it?
I don't know. I remember Little Room.
It could have been Little Room.
Yeah, no, I have that. Here, let me get that one.
Yeah, I thought, you got to be kidding me. This is a hit song. But hey, what do I know? I'm old, and I don't keep up with this stuff. And I'll give you this, any of it's better than rap. Oh, here it is. This is it, yeah. I thought this was a joke. I thought it was a skit on Saturday Night Live.
Well, you're in your little room, and you're working on something good. But if it's really good, you're gonna need a bigger room.
Wow, good lyrics.
And when you're in the bigger room, you might not know what to do. You might have to think of how you got
started. Yeah, some drummer, huh?
Sitting in your little room, da-da-da.
Dan, do you guys do this?
You cover no. this? No, we don't do
this. You ought to do this.
We should.
Yeah, you should. You want to thin the crowd out? Sometimes you're somewhere and there's too many people.
Yeah.
Do a little bit of this. This is an actual song. All right, thank you. Brother. I know. Hey, look, I don't claim to be hip. I know a lot of you are thinking, man, that guy, he's such a stodgy old. Yeah, that's right, I am. Over the weekend was with my daughter. Spent the whole weekend my daughter. What a tremendous weekend the three of us had. My wife, my daughter, and I. She lives over by Newport Beach, California. And I had breakfast at the hotel. We stayed at some Marriott, so I had breakfast. And I asked the lady, I said, I like milk, but and I always do this. I said, but it has to be really, really cold. And usually when they give you milk, it's not cold enough. I said, so if you think the milk is really cold, borderline freezing, I'll take some milk. She says, well, I know where to get it, and it will be. I'll go back in the kitchen and get it. So she goes back and brings me out a little carton of milk. And I looked at that carton, and I thought, this is one of those things that has not changed at all since I was in grade school, is the little carton of milk. It's the same wax paper-covered cardboard. And I just think there are so few things that are exactly the way they were. But how would you improve on it? And who was the person that said, well, let's put milk in little cardboard cartons? Somebody goes, well, cardboard, that'll get soggy. Oh, no, I'm going to coat it in wax, and it won't get soggy. And it's the same carton. And ours had a place where you'd punch a little straw through it. Did you guys have that? You put a straw in your milk carton.
Think,
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah, and it was, I don't know, I felt like I was in fifth grade or something when I drank that milk. I'll tell you something else that has changed. We also went in a store, and while we were there, I grabbed a couple things for my grandson. Because that's the other thing you do when you become a grandparent. Dan, you'll do this too. Everywhere you go, you see something, and I'm going to get that for him. Well, you know, you just buy stuff. And they had Silly Putty, and it was exactly the same.
Oh, yeah, I love Silly Putty.
It was in a little egg. Nothing changed. Nothing has changed about that little thing with a magnet where the bald-headed guy, you move the little iron filings and make hair on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
And you move little
magnetic
pieces of
thing.
Yeah, metal around, you give him a mustache and stuff. That stuff is still out there. And had the ping pong, it's not even ping pong paddle, that paddle with that cheap rubber band and ball on it.
Yep,
that you could never get to, it's still out there. So all that stuff is still around.
I had to buy a seersucker suit for Archie for Easter. He wore that yesterday.
Oh, there you go. I bet he looked great.
He did.
You got to put him on our Facebook page with a seersucker suit on.
Okay.
And yeah. I know you have pictures. No, I know you have 500
sure
pictures.
Yes.
Oh, he's up on Facebook already, but he and smiling, too. It's a great picture.
Well, he's smiling because he hasn't heard our show yet.
Yeah.
Right. So he'll smile. There are over 53,000 people in this country who are over the age of 100. I know. Ooh, ah.
Wow.
Over 50.
How many?
Over 53,000.
I saw the oldest woman just died recently.
115?
She was Chinese, I think.
Or, oh, is she?
And now 117 or 118, I think.
Whoa.
And now the oldest is an American in Arkansas.
How old's Aunt Gus?
Aunt Gus is 108.
Wow, that's Dan's Aunt Gus, 108. The reason I mention this, over 53,000 people who are over 100, it was only 100 years ago where the average life expectancy was upper 40s. Now, to put into perspective how recently 100 years ago is, 100 years ago was only, is only 11 years before my dad was born. That's it. 11 years before my dad was born was 100 years ago.
Wow.
And people's life expectancy was 47, 48. And now we have 53,000 people, 53,000 plus, who are over the age of 100. What happened there? Because everybody says, well, you know, too many pesticides. Well, something's going right. Because people are living longer. And all that obesity stuff and people are too fat. Well, again, something's going right. We got a lot of people out there over 100. Sometimes I go to YouTube, and what usually prompts it is a listener will send me a link, and they go, Frank, you got to see this. So I'll watch it, unless it looks suspicious. And then it links me to something else, a similar video, and that's how it starts. And you start watching.
Oh, yeah.
And for whatever reason, this morning, I ended up, through a series of links, on a video of an Asian woman, a young Asian woman, injecting dog urine into her breast with a hypodermic needle. I still don't know that I understand why. I guess somewhere she read, and she was real small, flat-chested, small boobs, and you watched the dog pee in a cup, hike its leg up. She caught the pee, took a needle, drew it in, and shot the urine into her breast. In the words of Jerry Seinfeld again, who are these people? What in this world?
What road did you go down?
I don't know. I don't know how I got there. It started with a video of a car wreck, and then it led to something else, to something else. You know what it was? It was those bizarre sort of, it starts with a car wreck, and then it goes to somebody who does something stupid, and then somebody else who does something stupid on a motorcycle, and then a woman shooting dog urine in her breast. And it's just, it was just weird. There's some weird stuff. Look, we never have an excuse to be bored. If you have a computer or smartphone, you have no excuse to ever be bored. Just go on YouTube and just start looking. Type in something and start looking around. Plenty to look at. We touched on this briefly earlier. There's a law professor named Lisa McElroy, and she's in a little trouble. She works at the University of Philadelphia School of Law, Drexel University in Philadelphia. I'm sorry, not University of Philadelphia, Drexel University in Philadelphia. And from what I can tell, she meant to tweet out, I guess, to her students a link to something for the class, and inadvertently sent them a link, and the heading was, she loves her anal beads. It was an anal bead porn thing. And that's what her students got. And she says, I did not mean, you know, whether she meant to send it or not, for some reason, the anal beads thing was obviously on her computer. So you can't win this one. Even if you didn't mean to send it, everybody's going to wonder, why was it on your computer? Why were you on a page?
Exactly.
About, and I don't even want to, I was going to say, let's talk about what this might be. I don't think we can. I don't know what that is. She loves her anal beads. Here's what I think I know. In the world of bizarre behavior and fetishes, and there are hundreds of them, one of the things, and I don't know exactly how this works, but Peon, help me because you're the expert in this stuff. some women put beads, like a regular strand of pearl type beads.
I think that's pretty
common.
Self-explain there with
they put
the
it in the
it.
Back cavity, and then they...
Pretty much what the name is.
Pull them out and pop them out of their butts, right?
I think that's exactly it.
Who discovered this, and how did they discover it? So now she's being investigated, and she just says, I accidentally sent the wrong link. And again, it's not about sending the wrong link. It's now everybody that looks at you is going to think anal beads. That's the first thing they'll think when they see you. So good luck getting past that. Tonight, the big night, NCAA Men's Basketball Championship.
CBS got knocked off.
And they were undefeated, right?
Yes.
That was a major, major, devastating defeat. CBS tonight, I'm sure if you're interested, you already know this. That'll be a huge TV audience for that. Mentioned earlier, Rat Boy was upset about the breast milk thing. I'm trying to find a way, and I think I have it, that the three of us can offer a service. The story that's in the news today and was in over the weekend was that people order breast milk online, and some of them have discovered that some of the breast milk is not 100% human breast milk. They're mixing in cow's milk. Yuck! Cow's milk.
What?
And with it, and you can't do that because that's some babies can't handle that. And I was trying to think of a way. How can I and how can Dan and Peon do some good and provide a public service? And I think I have it. If you have full breasts, they're lactating.
Yeah.
We could sign. We could.
He got real excited there.
We could sign off. In other words, you know how when you get like some underwear or there's a tag in there, inspected by number 24.
Sure. You know what I'm talking
about? We could sign a little inspection sticker before you seal your breast milk, stating that we witnessed it go right from the container the original human container into the receiving container, and that we sign and verify no other product was mixed with it. What do you think?
I like that.
Let's do it. So here's the service we offer. If you are lactating and you want to come by the station, we will witness, and we won't take our eyes off. Because if we take our eyes off, that's when something could happen. You know, somebody could slip in some cow's milk. We will watch you and until the receiving container is closed, and then we will sign and put a sticker on it. So, and no charge. That's the kind of people we are. We're willing to do that.
Sounds good.
Told you before, I can't stand this kind of thing, and I know it's a feel-good thing, but Elizabeth Moss, a lot of people won't know who that is. She's Peggy on Mad Men, and I'm a big Mad Men fan. I'm sorry this is the last season. They did an interview with her because it's the last season. It says, what did you learn from your time at Mad Men? And she says, I learned you should follow your heart and trust your instincts. Now, I've read this stuff before from wealthy, successful people, and they go, hey, if you have a dream, go after it, and dreams can come true. I'm going to be the guy to step in and say, no, that's not necessarily true. There are lots of people that follow their hearts and their instincts, and they're broke today. They lost everything. They're bust. It didn't work out. So I'm a big believer in being realistic, and I'm thinking if anybody's dumb enough to read that stuff and think, well, as long as I feel good about it and as long as I'm following a dream, wonderful things will happen. Maybe, probably not. 1990, the average dollar bill. Tell me how long you think the average dollar bill lasted in circulation in 1990. And there's a reason for this.
Ooh.
Because it's a different amount of time than today.
How long I'll say lasted?
8 years.
18 months.
I'll
really?
Say 18
the
months.
Average Dan, you got it. 18 wow. months. The average dollar bill in 1990 was done for after 18 months.
Wow.
Today, a $1 bill, average lifespan, almost 6 years, because they're better made, paper's better, blah, 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 blah. A little interesting fact, and what led me to it was an article about these dollar coins that we're still stuck with, that the Federal Reserve has. They have 1.36 billion $1 coins in storage. Here's how many that is. Take a pallet, 41 inches by 24 inches, waist high, with nothing but dollar coins.
Wow.
It would fill 1.25 football fields. And they're just sitting there in storage because nobody wants them. We don't want dollar coins. So there you go. Next cocktail party, you'll be the smartest person there. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Two FM DJs, two out-of-work FM DJs are walking along out in the country because they don't have anything else to do. They can't get work. And they're way out in the country, and the one of them stops and looks down and says, look at those. Look at that. Deer tracks. His buddy says, those aren't deer tracks. His friend says, well, there's some kind of tracks. He goes, yeah, they're not deer tracks, though. I know what deer tracks. These are bigger than deer tracks. His friend says, bear tracks? He says, no. No bears here. There might be a random black bear that made its way up from Arkansas, but not the kind of bear you're thinking about. His buddy said, tiger tracks? His friend says, we're in Missouri. No tigers, not tiger tracks. His friend says, well, there's some kind of tracks. He goes, yeah, well, okay, we can agree on that. There's some kind of tracks, but they're not deer tracks. They're not tiger tracks. They're not bear tracks. His buddy says, camel tracks? He says, no. They're not dogs. No, they're not camel tracks. So while they stand there arguing about what kind of tracks they are, train runs over.
All right, let's check traffic now and go airborne with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. Well, things are looking a lot better on southbound 270. Now, you still have slow traffic from Dorset, Page, down in that area, down to Ladue, but they have cleared that accident. And we're looking at eastbound 40 downtown. You are slowing from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. And then on south, on westbound 44 at 141, it sounds like we've got a stalled vehicle. Now, it may be overheated because they were calling for a washdown. So look for some slow traffic from Bowles out through Highway 141. Westbound 70, just a little heavy as you go past Jennings Station. Eastbound 270 between McDonald and Lindbergh through 170. And this traffic report brought to you by Subway. The new turkey Italiano melt from Subway. Tender, juicy turkey, Genoa salami, and pepperoni. Fresh toasted with melted provolone and drizzled with tangy new Subway vinaigrette. Subway, eat fresh. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Keeping you connected to St. Louis and the world.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. I want you to call my friends at Timberline Tree Care. They pride themselves on upfront, no-hassle pricing for customers in St. Louis City or County or Jefferson County. Trees from 12 inches in diameter or less, $200 for removal. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, no more than $500 removal. You can also go to their website, stltreecare.com, to see their tree quote calculator to get an accurate quote cost estimate on removal or maintenance of your tree. It's a calculator they invented. While there, you can see their customer testimonials. Timberline Tree Care has only one of seven certified master arborists in the state of Missouri on staff, and one of only two here in the St. Louis area. They also have two certified arborists. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's comp. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give my friends at Timberline Tree Care a call. 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475. Or their website, stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
Set off the fireworks and ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending presents one of the lowest mortgage rates in history, 2.75%. That's right, 2.75 with an APR of 3.776.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak. With rates this low, I'm urging you to lock in today.
That's right, Bob. This is an incredible low rate, and we've got it. 2.75% fixed with an APR of 3.776. Call now, 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Regardless of your credit, if Golden Oak can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
This is a no-brainer. We have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and you pay nothing out of pocket.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
FHA 15-year fixed, 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
How many of you are thinking about replacing your old deck or maybe even adding a new one to your home? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Outdoor Living, Inc. This weekend, it's the Deck Expo. Outdoor Living, Inc., they do it every year at I-44 and Big Bend. They're going to introduce you to over 2,000 square feet of decks, gazebos, and pergolas. Reps from all over the country will be there to answer all of your questions and to introduce you to the newest materials. Combine all of that with great design and free food, door prizes, and the Inside Out Show this Saturday from 11 to 1. You'll have a great opportunity to learn everything you need to know about your new deck. They also have fencing, outdoor grills, Trex patio furniture. It's all right there. Outdoor Living, Inc. Say hi to John and Jim from the Inside Out Show starting at 11 this Saturday. It's the Deck Expo at Outdoor Living on Holmes, right where I-44 and Big Bend merge. Call 966-3325 or check out their website, OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitch It at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitch It provides a residential commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitch It will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitch It will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitch It is an eco-friendly recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discounts apply.
As a business owner, you know it's critical to surround yourself with people who have the knowledge you need. That's why you should interview a region's business banker. In fact, you should grill them with the tough questions. For example, what process do you use to understand how money flows through my business? Will you be able to offer solutions that maximize my cash flow? Do you have good ideas about how I can expedite collections? How can you help me find that 25th hour in a day? These are all very valid questions when you're looking for somebody to help your business thrive today and down the road. We come prepared. And because no interview candidate worth their salt would miss the chance to ask a few smart questions too, that's exactly what we'll do. So get together with a region's business banker to see how you click. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
The 2015 Thoroughbred racing season at Fairmount Park opens on March 24th. Join us for Horse Hooky Tuesday afternoons, post time at 1. It features the Coors Light Miller Lite Beach Party. And for the first time ever, Saturday afternoon live programs run from March 28th to April 25th. Kentucky Derby Day is May the 2nd. Be a part of our 90th anniversary meeting. The tradition continues. For more information, go to fairmountpark.com.
If you have problems with your roof, call a contractor who has been providing quality and award-winning craftsmanship for more than a century. Taylor Roofing. Taylor Roofing is not the best because they're the oldest. They're the oldest because they are the best. Founded in 1905, Taylor Roofing is one of the St. Louis Business Journal's top woman-owned companies, serving Missouri and Illinois. Call 618-233-2424 or visit them at taylorroof.com.
What would your team, group, or club do with $10,000? Enter Baymont Inns and Suites Home Team Hospitality Contest by April 27th. Visit baymontinns.com/home team hospitality for more.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go.
That's right, it's that time. And to check in with Uncle Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Annie Guns. Annie Guns is a restaurant. And right next door to that restaurant is the Smokehouse Market. Wait till you visit them if you never have. Now, they are closed on Mondays with only a couple of exceptions. And when you do go, you're going to need a reservation for Annie Guns, not for the Smokehouse. You'll see why when you get there. And when you go, you will go back. It's just that kind of place. In fact, you won't be able to wait till you can go back again. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse, next door neighbors in the eastern end of Chesterfield Valley, are proud to present the one, the only, Mike Evans.
Yeah. Keep it in.
Michael, how are you?
From Dallas, Texas.
From Dallas, Texas? Hey. Well, Dan didn't tell me that.
Big Dallas, Texas.
Big D.
Played a little golf today.
Yeah. What's the temperature in Dallas?
82.
82, that's bad. That's not bad. That's
nice.
Nice. Dallas is too big for me. That's a big town.
Dallas is a big city. Not as big as L.A. Traffic's not bad. People are pretty nice. A lot of good restaurants, good food. How about them Cowboys?
And how about this? How about you almost seem to never, it seems like you never hear anybody say they're from Fort Worth, and they're butted right up against each other. Why is that? Not, where are you from? Fort Worth, Texas. It's always
Fort
Dallas.
Fort Worth is like a cowboy town and kind of a... The poor stepdaughter of Dallas.
Okay.
So it's like Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Yeah, nobody says I'm from St. Paul.
Oh, I'm from St. Paul.
Yeah, you never hear that. Okay. What's going on?
Pop quiz question. This is a very weird name, very weird one. Name the name of the dad who refused to allow his name on his child's birth certificate. Very strange. Is it Colin Hanks' dad, Tom Hanks, Scott Eastwood's dad, Clint Eastwood, Max Winkler's dad, Henry Winkler, or Rumor Willis' dad, Bruce Willis? I'll give you the answer in just a minute. New story will break this week that Michael Jackson paid over $250,000 to 19 families as hush money regarding child molestation charges.
Mm. Well, wait a minute. That doesn't sound like very much. How much? $250,000?
$250,000. I guess these are people that didn't have a lot of proof, but... just made casual threats. And
that's how many families?
19 families.
Wow, that's
you know, it's not much money.
No.
But I guess they didn't have a lot of proof either.
Especially when the one family got $23 million.
Well, they had some proof, I think, on that one.
Okay.
Hey, prediction Friday, I predicted right here on your show it would be Duke and Wisconsin, and it'll be Duke and Wisconsin tonight. Who do you like, Franco?
Oh, you know me.
Yeah, you've crunched the numbers, right? You've run the stats.
It's all about Duke.
I like Wisconsin.
Okay.
I hope Wisconsin wins. Rare L.A. Times hip headline. You don't see many hip headlines in the L.A. Times.
No, you
don't. Sort of a boring paper. With the drought hitting Southern California, with the new law being passed, everybody has to cut back on watering their lawn. L.A. Times headline yesterday screamed, taming of the spew.
They're no New York Post.
No.
No New York Post. No. TV news, the Clintons and the Democrat Party are hoping and praying that Monica Lewinsky does not get hired for The View. For The View. But her auditions have been gone very, very well.
Really?
Yes.
That's surprising.
MSNBC and CNN are very interested in picking up the Katie Couric, Michelle Pfeiffer morning news and comedy show. Also a lot of interest from other networks. I like Michelle Pfeiffer. I've always thought she was very attractive.
She's hot.
Yeah. Discovery Channel and are teaming up for a new show called American Scandals. Unseen footage looking back at what happened since the scandals, and they will cover stories like Jim Baker, Mark David Chapman, Gene Harris, and others.
Isn't Barbara supposed to have gone away? I mean,
I know.
Really. Go away, Barbara.
Exactly. That's a good point. She said you retired.
Yeah, they never retire. They never retire, these people.
No,
like Tom Brokaw. Tom Brokaw was supposed to be retiring. It's just like I see him more now than I ever saw him before. And I asked him about that. You want to hear part of it?
Well, the guy didn't record it.
I talked to him this morning. I said, Tom, you said you were going to retire. Brian Williams takes over the NBC Nightly News. Every time I turn around, you're on TV. What's that all about? Here's what he said.
That's how real call NBC Nightly News. Well, you know, I tried to retire, but my wife kept telling me to get the hell out of the house. So I thought, you know, I'm just going to keep working. And I started
going
Thank you,
Tom.
NBC.
Thank
there
you.
There it is.
That's how real call. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Tom.
Hey, listen, while on vacation, I'm going to look into things that I've always wondered about. Today, did you ever wonder why the sun lightens your hair but darkens your skin? I never clearly understood that. Or, listen carefully, why women can't put on mascara with their mouth closed?
Well, you didn't wonder about these. I've seen this list before. Lots of people
do that when I put my contacts in. I can't keep
my mouth closed.
Yes, I've noticed I do that.
Something about your eyes.
When I talk, I can't keep my mouth closed.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Did you there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about date in history? April 6th, 1989, first Tony Awards handed out on Broadway. On this date, 1930, a man named, I'm not making this up, Twinkie James DeWar invented Twinkies. His name was Twinkie.
Get out of here.
I don't make this stuff up.
Never knew that.
And in 1896, after 1,600 years' absence, the Olympics came back, were held in Athens, and of course they've been happening since 1896 every 4 years ever since. I thought this was so strange. Declined to put his name on his child's birth certificate.
That's almost like saying I don't want to lay claim to this child.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's shameful behavior.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks, Clint Eastwood, Henry Winkler, Bruce Willis.
Dad?
Oh man. I'll say Henry Winkler.
That's who I was going to say too. For some reason.
I'm going to go with Clint Eastwood.
The answer is Clint Eastwood.
Yes! Back! He's back! You know, I thought I'd lost it, but apparently not. Hmm. Clint Eastwood.
Wow.
Did you see his kid? His kid's in a movie that's just come out or is about to come out. It looks a lot like the young Clint as Rowdy Yates in Rawhide. Dan, you're old enough to remember that, don't you, Rawhide?
Yes.
And he didn't say much back then on TV. He just sort of, you know, whispered. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market. Here's something to remember. A lot of times people think of gift cards just for holiday season. Hey, every day is somebody's birthday. right now, there are a bunch of people celebrating their birthday, April 6th. How about a gift card from Annie Guns and Smoke? How about somebody who's going to retire? How about somebody who just got a promotion or a new job? How about somebody who had a baby? How about a couple that could deserve a break because their baby is a year old and they haven't had a chance to get out of the house? Get them a babysitter, offer to babysit, send them to Annie Guns. See? Lots of reasons for gift cards to Annie Guns or the Smokehouse Restaurant. American Equity Mortgage, the longest-running advertiser we have. And in that time, they have saved thousands and thousands of people money. Several ways they've done that. When you help somebody get into a house and become a homeowner, by helping them get a mortgage, you have, most people will agree, saved them money. You've given them a tax deduction they didn't have, something that will build equity and appreciate. When you can show somebody how getting out of credit card debt, letting American Equity, now this is if you're a homeowner, pay off those credit cards, get them back to zero balance, that's going to save you money. Now you say, well, how can that save you money? You still owe the money. Yes, you do. Now you owe it to American Equity Mortgage, not to the credit card company, which means your debt, the rate on that debt, the interest rate is so much lower, the debt becomes smaller. It's just smart. You'll never meet anybody who has half a brain who will tell you that's not a good idea to stop paying minimum credit card payments. American Equity will show you how to do it. They've done it for lots of people for a long, long time. They're the ones everybody else wants to be, the ones people copy. They even go so far as to copy their phone number. If they could, they'd duplicate it exactly. But if they did that, then people would be calling American Equity Mortgage. So they change it by a number or two to try to confuse you. Don't be confused. In the words of the late, great Steve Mizzarini, don't be confused. American Equity Mortgage. You want to know more? Go to AmericanEquity.com or call 314-878-9999.
Let's get our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Don't be confused. Go to the decent boy in the airborne traffic.
Me and Joe Farris. Me and Joe Farris, the decent boys. I miss those days.
He's got the gout.
I do.
I miss the Uncle Leonard days and the Slimans on the Arch and the Steve Mizzarini days.
You can be an old film producer like you're on Uncle Leonard.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, we are flying over Highway 270 right now, and they have cleared that accident at Ladue some time ago, but boy, we still have some stop-and-go traffic. Approaching Olive down to just a little bit south of Ladue, then things open wide up. North County is completely thinned out. You're just a little heavy downtown from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 40. It looks like on westbound 44, they have cleared that stall that was near Highway 141. All in all, traffic is running pretty well. And this traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Enjoy the new Subway Simple 6 menu. Choose from six of their best 6-inch subs, like the tender turkey, and add any bag of chips and a 21-ounce fountain drink for just $6 every day. Subway, eat fresh. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The excitement that is sweeping the nation has arrived in St. Louis. Professional soccer has returned to the Gateway City with St. Louis FC's 15 home games at the historic Soccer Park. Don't miss your chance to see what the rest of the country is celebrating. An authentic soccer experience that you can't find anywhere else. Fast-paced action, tailgating, cheering, chanting, and much more. It's a party you won't want to miss. St. Louis FC kicks off its inaugural season on Saturday, April 11th at 7:30 against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Purchase tickets at stlouisfc.com.
Well, this was fun, and I almost got my voice back. Maybe tomorrow it'll all be back. Who cares? We'll have fun anyway. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A Jefferson County neighborhood tonight coping with fears the ground might collapse right beneath their feet.
A former St. Louis police officer headed to prison, what he admitted doing today and the time he faces.
Baseball returns to St. Louis 1 week from today. How the sod held up during the weekend soccer match and how the grounds crew is getting the field baseball ready.
Tonight, a Jefferson County neighborhood finds itself facing a big hole because of a big hole.
What appears to be a collapsing storm sewer system has led to a huge sinkhole, and nobody's sure who, if anyone, can or will foot the bill to fix it. Fox News' George Sells is live in High Ridge with a story that you will only